So this meditation I call the sacred body. To begin, just allow yourself to sink a little deeper and heavier into your chair or into the mattress if you are lying down. And take a moment to turn inwards and witness your breath without any need to change it. Just acknowledging the way the oxygen fills your lungs and the way you release it. And riding the current and rhythm of your breath, allow your mind's eye to turn inwards. And I want you to witness the vastness that exists within you. And for this practice, see this vastness as if you are standing on the beach, looking out at the ocean in front of you. Feel the sand beneath your feet. The sea breeze on your face. Smell the saltiness in the air. And just take a walk among the grassy dunes until you find a comfortable spot where you have an unobstructed view of the ocean in front of you. And here I would like you to sit down. Dig your fingers into the sand. Feel those grains giving way to your reach. Perhaps you feel a little more weighted in your body, and that's okay. We are establishing a strong connection to the earth as we continue with this practice. So once you feel that secure connection, I want you to ride the current of that energy back up into your body where you are seated on the beach, in the dunes, witnessing the ocean. And I want you to notice that it's getting dark. The sky is turning into various shades of purples, pinks, and blues, and the sun is setting. And on the horizon, at first, it might seem like a trick of the eye, but soon, as the light grows dim, you see a flame. And it appears to be moving towards you. And the closer it comes, the larger it gets. And suddenly, you start to hear a distant heartbeat that pounds in your ears to the rhythm of the waves lapping against the shore. It skirts over the ocean and begins to take shape and or to reveal an essence or entity within its flames. As it grows closer and this heartbeat grows louder, the fire changes colors from red to orange to yellow to green to blue to indigo to violet and finally a brilliant white light. And as this white light approaches you on the shore, a figure emerges from the center of it. And for a moment, I want you to notice its subtleties. What does this figure look like? What does this figure wear? Can you determine the gender of this figure? How would you describe this figure's features? In what way does this figure move his or her body? Now I want you to see this figure approaching you, stepping out of the water. And as they draw near, you feel a great warmth emanating from them, as if their flesh is burning, almost like a hot coal. And this warmth is very comforting. You feel loved and safe. And intuitively, you know that this figure has a very important message for you in the form of a gift. And with outstretched hands, this figure hands you this gift. Whatever that looks like for you, however that gift is revealed to you, you're going to graciously accept it without any need to interpret or pass judgment or assign words. We are just going to receive with complete trust the form in which this gift is granted. And as you accept this gift, witness the figure becoming transparent before you, before it merges with you, into your body, into your very cells, its essence becoming fused with yours. And in this moment, you realize a piece of your essential self has just been rejoined. And there is a deep sense of homecoming, of being fully rooted in your body like never before. You feel more alive. Blood and oxygen flow a little more freely throughout your veins. Your muscle fibers are energized and empowered. Strength, resiliency, and potentiality fill you like a cup. You are vital. You are powerful. And the depth of your compassion is infinite. In this precious moment, all worries, concerns, and/or pursuits to explore, experiment, and understand this body from outside, from butting up against the desires and/or perceptions of others, wash away with the waves. And in its place, a deeply rooted consciousness takes hold, and you know that your body, your vessel, is sacred. That no judgment, no label, no social construct, lover's betrayal could ever fully define or subjugate the awesome beauty that is your sacred temple. The only definition that matters, that truly exists, is contained within this gift that you just so graciously granted and received. Now I want you to take this gift in whatever form it has been revealed to you that you are still holding in your hands and to press it into the center of your chest, into your heart chakra. And witness that gift burst into flame, into brilliant licks of color that glow with a golden luminescence. Feel that warmth spill throughout your body. Feel that knowledge pulsate and awaken your heart to its birthright. And just sit for the next few breaths in the awesome witnessing of your most holy, integrated self. I want you to take a picture of this image in your mind. And know that even when you are not attending to it, your heart, your sacred firelight that burns brightly in the temple of your body, burns with a knowledge of self that requires no experimentation, no validation, and no stamp of approval from anything or anyone. And when you feel you have come to a place of completion and acceptance with that practice, you may once again turn your attention to the rhythm of your breath, riding the current of your inhalations and your exhalation. Again, become grounded in this present moment, wiggling your fingers and your toes, feeling the chair beneath your legs, or the mat or mattress beneath your body. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes and return to the room.